Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide because the world's so full of chaos and madness. If you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. Hey, and what I found interesting is that Paddy's been having these little kind of sort of sounds in the background, and I thought they sounded like crickets. But in actual fact, they're hummingbirds that are like outside her window, and she's on the lake and all of this kind of stuff. And it was like, oh man, it'd be really awesome to have her on webcam. But not today. She's got hiking hair, and that's not good. Now, speaking secrecy, and my feeling about the UFO phenomenon is that it's not entirely extraterrestrial. That humans have developed really advanced weapon systems, extremely advanced craft that are capable of doing amazing things, that are covered in lights and all of that kind of thing. And sometimes, just sometimes, is my theory, that when you see these craft in the sky, they're not actually piloted by extraterrestrials, they're actually piloted by humans. And I wonder if that's the reason why so many of them get caught on camera, because I remember what Wernher von Braun said. He was the maker of the V2 rocket and then the head of NASA for a time, saying that the one of the last great wars that humanity would fight after World War, after the Cold War, the War on Terrorism, would be a fight against an alien threat, a manufactured fight against an alien threat. So I have a theory that a lot of the UFO phenomenon is in fact purposely done by the military to seed out throughout the population this sort of fear, this misunderstanding about alien species, so that at some point they can trigger a false attack, false invasion, and suddenly everybody will think, oh my God, there's aliens and humans, therefore we need a human government for the whole planet and a one world government that will be really loving to protect us from these evil aliens which we made up. What do you think about that, Patty?
I think you summed it up just right.
Damn, I'm good.
Damn, you're good. I mean, you know, there's so many different belief systems. That one makes sense. Sadly, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's quite sad when you know how to deceive people. Is that you suddenly realize how badly you've been deceived yourself?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not too proud of my species lately, I got to tell you. But most people do believe that extraterrestrials exist. Most people know that they're interacting with us on a daily basis in society, that there's hybrid humans. To answer your question about the ships, triangles that are being seen in the sky all the time being us or them, or we, because we're all probably one, when we get down to the spiritual aspect. But if it's true, and I wasn't there in 1947, but if it's true that the world government or United States government made an agreement with an alien race or a few, that we would offer human bodies whatever they needed, whenever they wanted, and they would give their military advanced technology. So if it's true that in 1947, the ships really did land, that they really did get aliens, that they really did take the craft below and reverse engineer it, and then do this trade, that our president really did show up at the meeting. Eisenhower, was it? I'm not sure because I'm not the historian here. But, you know, all through history, supposedly, I wasn't there, so I don't know. But, you know, that all the presidents have known that about the extraterrestrial presence. But I think that you're right, that these that if that agreement was made back in the 40s, that we gave them all of us that they can just pick and choose from and abduct and take seeds and sperm when they want. And they gave the special elite these gifts of triangle ship technology and free energy device. Well, if it's true, then that makes total sense that we did re-engineer a lot of spacecraft that could be fooling a lot of UFO researchers that are all excited. I don't think that what I feel in the crop circles could be engineered by humans. I think guys can go into a field with boards and ropes, but they can't make the goosebumps stand up on my arm. And then I look behind me And my boyfriend nods, yeah, I feel it. And he holds up his arm and the hair is standing straight up. And then the girl behind him, she goes, yeah, man, I feel it too. So all of us in the same moment stepped into that umbrella of some kind of elevated electromagnetic energy. It's noticeable, it's physical, it's spiritual, it's energetic, and I think it's very positive, or we would have known by now. The only thing negative is the poison being sprayed on the wheat by stupid humans. And I'm sorry to say that, but to me, when you poison your food, you're kind of doing stupid human work. So what I want to say about my movies, because I know we're getting near the end of the show, and you can tell by listening to me, I'm kind of the bold and the assertive girl in the field, because I don't have anything to hide. There's nothing in my field that says, I doubt this is true. What I know is that there's something very real about the crop circles, but when you lay out all these messages over the years and realize how they were, in a sense, warning us about things to come. When we saw all those birds and fish and a dragonfly, the oldest insect, and some kind of an ancient sea creature in the crop circles that summer, 6 months later, BP did the hugest oil spill and killed millions of birds and fish and dragonflies. And I went, oh, my God, the crop circles. I mean, my head, but again, it's my perception. It's what I think. But I'm listening to them, and I think that a lot of other people are listening to them. And if they were not our friends, I think we would have known it by now. But as I watch them kind of looking down at us, you know, I just keep going, please don't give up, because we're acting real badly. There's a lot of really, unfortunately, stupid humans running the things now. And I'm impressed at their patience. But, yeah, I wish they would land on the White House lawn and sit over the major cities for 3 days, just so people would finally, on the third day, be worn out enough going, this can't be real, to, you know, be real.
Well, you know what's interesting is that, oh, we've got feedback again. Could you mute your mic there, Patty?
I did the thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's that's so weird. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. Anyway, there was a prediction by a dude. I think it might have been last year or a couple of, I can't remember the chronology here, but he said, look, there is going to be a massive event where alien craft will be hovering over major cities. And in the next 90 days or something like that. And then on the exact date that he said, there were massive sightings over New York and London and a number of major cities all around the world. How would he know that? And it was, interestingly enough, I believe it might have been an Air Force general who said that. Now, there's two things that come to mind. Number one, is he just part of the disinformation campaign and all of these aircraft that coincidentally turned up exactly when an Air Force general said they would? Are they all his classified aircraft underneath his belt? Or did aliens tell him that this was going to happen and so on and so forth? We've already had the public appearances, and it was on mainstream media. It just wasn't repeated 1,000 times on mainstream media like everything else that tells you that fluoride's good for you.
Right.
So there's this element of confusion within this.
No, who's telling the truth? Yeah.
And that can be inherently frustrating. I mean, particularly for somebody who's a seeker of truth, when you don't know whether or not people are telling you the truth, or whether or not they're just being manipulated into telling you a lie, or whether or not they're deliberately lying to you. There's just so many things that are just up in the air. And, you know, but the facts still stand for themselves, don't they? You see UFO footage coming out every week. Every week there's more UFO footage. Every other day there's more and more crop circles. And incidentally, there was something else I wanted to say. I forgot what it was. You know, when you got something really important in the back of your mind, you just want to finish what you're saying before you come up with it, and then you freaking forget it. And it's like, damn. It was really brilliant. Sorry. I got nothing. Patty, we've come to the end of the show here.
I was going to be really impressed if you said it.
Yeah, I would have been too. So we've got about a minute left here for you to divulge your website again, and also to wrap up and you know, wish the audience fairly well, I guess.
Well, I'm really honored to talk to all of you way over there across the world. What I want to say is that without a doubt, if you want to know the truth about crop circles and you want to see these balls of light making them, my last two movies are really blatant. I think I'm the only filmmaker in the world that lays it out quite this clearly, because I'm not coming with a script and hairdos and makeup and staff. It's me and my camera and these circle makers, whoever they are. I make all these movies just completely intuitive, kind of telepathic the way it works. And I just keep being amazed at how did all these perfect people show up right at the right time? Oh my God, look at this location. The lighting is perfect. I'm holding this camera going, which end is the lens? I mean, I don't even know the names of the parts, but I make movies with it. So, you know, when things are real, they're effortless. And I think that all of us are going to take in what's right for us. So if we follow our gut and listen to our heart and really be mindful that we take in positive information, hopefully deciphering it from what isn't real or is dark or is pretending to be part of our good team. You know, as long as we can see the difference, we're going to do just fine. But we got to really hang on to our hope to get to the other side of this. And the crop circles are like love letters from these guys. They're physical. They've been around for hundreds of years. And just looking at YouTube, if you go to Patty Greer, first 15 minutes, you will see all five of my movies, the first 15 minutes. And I give it away. In the first 15 minutes, I show you the balls of light making the crop circles, and you meet at least a few people that have had the experiences. You'll know after you see these movies that this is no make-believe. This is really happening, and it's a lot more important than the car wreck down the block.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the bold and the beautiful Patty Greer, available at pattygreer.com. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you again sometime.